This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. In April 1847, more than a dozen German-American pastors met in Chicago, Illinois, to discuss theological ideals and the development of the Lutheran Church, specifically in the United States. The result of several prior meetings and an intense look at the identity of the confessional church was a church body that eventually became the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Reverend Charles Schaum, an author and editor of books pertaining to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's early years and CFW author, says in the 19th century there were theological gatherings that took place as a result of immigrant pastors trying to figure out where to settle in several avenues.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod did not result from a spur-of-the-moment idea, but rather it's the result of about 9 years of preparation and hardship and real life in the church. In 1838, Friedrich C.D. Wynnichen came to the United States as a missionary. He arrived in Baltimore, and he's associated with work in Cleveland, Ohio, Saginaw, Michigan, and Fort Wayne, Indiana. And he was responsible for getting J.K. Wilhelm Lehe to send missionaries from Franken in the town of Neuendettelsau to the United States, essentially supplying a number of colonists to northern Ohio, southern Michigan, northeastern Indiana area.
This group and another were of similar backgrounds and origins.
Another group is the Saxon immigrants, and they came to the United States under Martin Stephan, and they're associated with New York, St. Louis, Missouri, and Altenburg, Missouri.
After Martin Stephan was deposed from his leadership role with the Saxons, a new leader emerged.
CFW Walter became a leader among the Saxons after the death of his brother Otto Hermann, and he kind of rose to prominence by defending the Saxons' identity as church. He also defended against Pastor Grabau of the Buffalo Synod, who had really attacked somewhat viciously the Saxons, basically writing in print that they got what they deserved for following Stephan kind of thing, which was very uncharitable. And then finally, Walter started publishing Der Lutheraner in September of 1844, and that got the Wynnichen people kind of interested. So in 1845, when the Lehmen with Wynnichen left the Ohio Synod because they didn't like some of the practices and the direction that that body was going, they drafted a constitution based on the Ohio Synod's constitution, and they were looking for people who were interested in joining together with them. In 1846, Walter met with Lehe and Wieler and others of the Lehmen. They decided that they could get together. And from April 25th to May 6th in 1847, the LCMS was founded at what's now St. Paul's in Chicago.
Reverend Charles Schaum says some of the Saxons took several years to join the group, but the basic synod was solidified in April 1847.
Its core constituents were in Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois, and then additionally Missouri, Michigan, and New York. So the basis of the Missouri Synod was in the historic Lutheran Bible interpretation, Lutheran confessions, and the historic Lutheran liturgy. And those are really the concepts that formed the kernel of what Missouri Synod is.
Originally named the German Evangelical Lutheran Synod of Missouri, Ohio, and other states, the name was shortened to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in 1947, on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of its founding.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.